بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, last night we studied ayah number 195 of Surah Baqarah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that special group, those people, those believers whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And from that group, we spoke of the first category. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of them in the very same ayah where He says, وَأَحْسِنُوا, exercise ihsan. In whatever you do for Allah, do it with ihsan, excellence and perfection. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who do everything with ihsan. We explain that ihsan, number one, should be exercised and should be displayed in our ibadat, our acts of worship. All acts of worship, do it with ihsan. Let me start with the most important ibadah, which is salah. Let me look at my salah in terms of my qira'ah, my recitation, my tajweed, my pronunciation. What I read in salah, how do I read it? The postures of salah, my ruku, my sujood. We have heard of our teachers who were great mashayikh, great ulama. But when a senior scholar would visit the country, as great as they were in their own country, you'd find them going before this great sheikh and this great scholar and asking them to observe their postures of salah. They were teaching others how to pray salah and how to make ruku and how to make sujood. But they were always concerned about perfecting it. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, perform your salah and pray your salah as you have seen me perform salah. So all the time aim for excellence. All the time be concerned about whether you have reached the stage of ihsan. That is the outward perfection of salah. Then the inward perfection of salah. Very often people complain, and everyone suffers from this, when it comes to your concentration in salah, devotion in salah. Am I concerned about it, or it's fine with me? If I pray 4 rakats of salah, if I pray the Isha salah and I don't remember what was recited in the first rak'ah, what was recited in the second rak'ah, I don't remember paying attention, then is it something that bothers me? Is it something that concerns me or not? There should be that constant concern about the level of concentration that I have in salah. And like this, from one ibadah, move on to the next ibadah. Ihsan in my fasting, the way I fast. Yes, fasting is to abstain from eat, drink, and relations with one's spouse. But how do I earn perfection in my fasting? What else should I abstain from? In terms of my thoughts, in terms of what I say, in terms of what I listen to, in terms of what I do, in terms of what I look at. I want ihsan. I want to present that fast before Allah in such a way that Allah is impressed by it. That is ihsan. When you have reached that point where Allah is impressed with what to present before Allah, then know you have attained ihsan and you have attained perfection in that act of worship. We are also required to communicate with others, regardless of what means of communication we use, whether you are directly speaking to someone, whether it is via social media, whether it is via the telephone, whether it is electronically. When we communicate with others and when we interact with others, there too, there should be ihsan. So not only in our acts of worship, sometimes we confine the concept of ihsan, excellence and perfection, to our acts of worship. But when it comes to our interaction with others, then there is no ihsan. I speak to whomsoever I wish, however I wish. There's no ihsan over there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding your interaction with others, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. We're speaking about ihsan. Oh Muhammad, tell my slaves that when they speak, when they utter, when they communicate, they should do so in a way that is ahsan. Ahsan, that is most excellent, ihsan. So in our communication as well, we should strive for ihsan and perfection. We are required to exercise ihsan even in how we treat animals and other creatures that Allah has created, subhanAllah. So in our interaction with human beings, when treating our treatment of other human beings, there must be ihsan. When it comes to creatures, animals, insects, there too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from us that there must be ihsan. That's why Allah loves the muhsineen. That ihsan and that excellence and perfection is not confined only to one area of their life, but it is a holistic approach. In every area of their lives, there is ihsan. Starting off with ibadah of Allah, then your interaction with humankind, then the way you treat the other creatures of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna Allah kataba al-ihsan ala kulli shay." Allah has decreed that you should exercise ihsan when interacting with anything and everything, when dealing with humans and non-humans. فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. So Rasulullah says, when you're slaughtering an animal too, there must be ihsan. Treatment of animals also, we are required to display ihsan. Our spending on others, in our charities, there must also be ihsan. When we give our charity in the month of Ramadan, that is a month when we are very, very generous, and that's good. But that generosity and that charity, there must be ihsan in it. It must be done with excellence. One great scholar, Al-Imam al-Sha'bi, the statement is attributed to Imam al-Sha'bi rahimahullah. He says, your charity is not accepted until you believe that you are more in need of the reward than the beggar is in need of what you have given him. That is ihsan. When you give with that type of a mindset, that I am more in need of the reward than this person is in need of the food or the money or whatever assistance was given to him. How do we develop ihsan? The best way to develop ihsan is to remind yourself before every act that I'm doing this act to impress Allah. Niyyah. Ihsan is the ultimate goal. That's where you want to be ihsan. The starting point of ihsan, it starts with your intention. Every deed, remind yourself. And let it become a habit that before you do the deed, before you give charity, before you speak to someone, before you post a message, whatever it is, before you do anything, ask yourself the question, my dress code, the way I speak, the way I talk, the way I walk, does that impress Allah or not? That the intention be that this should impress Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is how slowly you will develop ihsan and excellence in everything that you do. May Allah grant us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.